It has been a dramatic few days for those following the gubernatorial race in New York State. Actor Cynthia Nixon gained an endorsement from a major third party. But on Friday, that same third party also lost two of its major backers. Joining us to bring us up to speed and to explain is Jimmy Vielkind, the Albany Bureau Chief for Politico. Welcome back to WNYC, Jimmy.
Pleasure to be with you, David.
So the Working Families Party was founded 20 years ago by labor unions and community organizations to co-endorse Democratic candidates and pull them further to the left. Now, as I mentioned, on Friday, two labor unions abruptly left the party, the Communications Workers of America and SEIU 32BJ. Did they leave because they knew the party was going to endorse Cynthia Nixon over incumbent Governor Andrew Cuomo?
Yes, and the tension between labor groups and activist groups like Citizen Action or Make the Road Action has been roiling for some time within the party, and actually first came to a head in 2014. That year, a lot of the progressive groups wanted to endorse Zephyr Teachout over Andrew Cuomo. The groups were disappointed with the way Governor Cuomo had spent his first term. People remember he was something of a fiscal moderate, and they were really upset that he didn't push to get his fellow Democrats in control of the state Senate, which these groups say would open the door to a host of progressive policies on criminal justice, perhaps single-payer health care, and better wage and labor protections. So that tension continued 4 years later. The activists failed in 2014, and Cuomo got the party line. But this year, Cynthia Nixon's challenge to Cuomo has gained traction quickly, and this time the activists won. Now, after 2014, labor unions started pulling out. And what I've been able to see through my reporting is that a lot of this has to do with Governor Cuomo. He is closely allied with these labor unions, including 32BJ and the Communication Workers of America. He made the case that he doesn't believe they should be involved in a party that is working against him. And as a result of the ascendant activists, Cuomo and the union leaders decided to pull out. And, of course, the party, such as it remained, has now backed Cynthia Nixon.
You mentioned his close ties to the unions. Why do they support Cuomo as much as they do?
Well, they are really impressed with Cuomo's record of achievement over the last 4 and 8 years. That includes a $15 minimum wage, bans on natural gas hydrofracking, a tough gun control law, the SAFE Act. And they say that in the era when Donald Trump is passing policies that negatively impact New York, Cuomo is a battle-tested leader. He's a person who should be at the front of the fight. And they also believe that he can win in November. There are major concerns among these unions and among some other Working Families Party activists that Nixon, while she's making a statement with her candidacy, is not perhaps electable in the general election, and that if she is allowed to stay on the third party line and Cuomo wins the Democratic Party nomination, you end up in a situation where perhaps the left vote in the state is split and a Republican, most likely Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro, is in a position where he can run to the right and run to victory.
Well, you were there at the Working Families Party meeting yesterday. What was the reaction from those who remained about the loss of the unions?
Well, they all said that they were sad to see their union brothers and sisters go. They understood the calculation that they made, and that they hoped they would come back. Karen Scharf, the co-chair of the party, told me that she's seen endorsement disagreements before. She's seen these tensions for many, many, many years. She was saddened by them, but hoped that they would be healed. And again, the party's formal nominating convention is going to take place on May 19th in Harlem. This endorsement meeting was somewhat done quickly, and was arguably something of a blitzkrieg on behalf of Nixon and on behalf of her supporters within the party. So there's still time for the party to heal. There's still time for some machination or some sort of last-minute scramble. I don't expect it, but there's still time for it. And the groups that remain are energized, and they say that they will move forward to victory in September in the Democratic primary and November in the general election behind Cynthia Nixon.
Just briefly here, you reported that the weighted vote at the meeting yesterday was 91% for Cynthia Nixon. Why were those remaining members of the Working Families Party so enthusiastic about her?
They like her position. They say that Cuomo has been a leader with some good achievements, but they really point to his action on the state Senate as a big black mark. For 8 years, the state Senate has been controlled basically by Republicans, sometimes in concert with the Independent Democratic Conference, a group of eight senators who Cuomo has sort of tacitly allowed to flourish, and in some instances allowed to govern along with the Republicans, even though there have been 32 elected Democrats in the 63-seat chamber. And so as a result of that, they say that Cuomo's progressive achievements are watered down, they are half measures, they are crumbs at the table. They believe that Nixon is a true progressive. They believe that she will legalize marijuana and tax it, that she'll raise taxes on the rich to increase school funding.
We'll have to wrap up there. Jimmy Vielkind, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks. Always a pleasure.
Jimmy Vielkind, Albany Bureau Chief for Politico.